Dr. Pinsky dictating a man, Harold Peterson. Harold Peterson is a 71-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 2/21/23. But at that time, his foot stuck on an unclean floor, causing him to lose his balance and fall backwards. Baird, his arm caught on the shelf and left him hanging for a brief moment. Baird, as a result, he believes he injured his left shoulder. Baird, after that brief moment, he fell. Baird, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Baird, further evaluation led to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of rotator cuff tear, comma, labrum tear, comma, and biceps tear that were repaired surgically on 4/25/23. Baird, he describes that he had to reach up with his left arm and grab on in an attempt to prevent his fall. Baird is no longer receiving any active treatment. Baird, new paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Peterson described he was pushing a cart at work and fell, causing injuries to the left shoulder, comma, left elbow, comma, left hand, comma, and neck. Baird treatment records show he was seen on 5/3/23 in follow-up by the physician assistant at Premier Orthopedics. Baird, he was 1 week and 1 day status post-surgery. Baird, this involved arthroscopy, comma, rotator cuff repair, comma, acromioplasty, comma, lysis of adhesions, comma, biceps tenotomy, and tenodesis. Baird is currently wearing a splint and a sling. Baird, he did not require any additional pain medication at that time. Baird is cleared for a one-arm job through 5/23/23. Baird continued to follow up here with the physician assistant through 8/16/23. His list of diagnoses were traumatic incomplete tear of the left rotator cuff and superior glenoid labrum lesion of the left shoulder. Baird, he was doing well and working full duty. Baird, Dr. Dwyer was very pleased with his active and passive range of motion of the shoulder. Baird, he also had excellent strength in all planes of motion. Baird, he was authorized to continue working full duty and discharged a maximum medical improvement. Baird, physical therapy was transferred to a home exercise program. Baird, new paragraph, the actual operative report indicates Dr. Dwyer performed surgery on 4/25/23. Baird, it involved arthroscopic rotator cuff repair, arthroscopic acromioplasty with subacromial bursectomy and release, comma, lysis of adhesions, comma, biceps tenotomy and subpectoral biceps, tenodesis of the left shoulder through a separate skin and fascial incision. Here, the postoperative diagnoses were rotator cuff tear, comma, biceps tear, comma, and type 2 slap lesion. Baird, he likely had an MRI done that I will search for it right now. I don't see that MRI. Baird, physical exam. General appearance, he was focused on his pain complaints and overall dissatisfaction with his situation at work. Baird complains that he was not satisfied with the treatment for all of his injuries or that he remains symptomatic. Baird, extremities upper inspection revealed decreased skin turgor with erythema and dryness on both upper extremities. Baird, there was swelling of the MP joints of the thumb bilaterally and bilateral healed shoulder scars. Baird, motion of the left shoulder was associated with crepitus and tenderness in all planes. Baird, combined active extension with internal rotation was to T12 compared to T11 on the right. impaired motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Impaired manumuscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left shoulder abduction and external rotation, as well as elbow extension, but was otherwise 5-5. Impaired was tender to palpation about the left biceps and lateral right shoulder. Impaired shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive Apley scratch test on the left, which was negative on the right. Impaired, the rest of those are normal. Spine cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Impaired extension was 35 degrees with bilateral rotation to 30 degrees. Impaired rotation right was 55 degrees and left to 60 degrees. Impaired, the rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal. Going back to general appearance, he complained that the full-time custodian with whom he worked was a jerk. Impaired, his behavior impacted Mr. Peterson's work status and assignment. Period. Impressions. Al Peterson fell to the floor at work on 2/21/23. Period. I am not in receipt of his immediate contemporaneous treatment notes. Period. However, he quickly came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Dwyer. Period. Surgery was done on 4/25/23. Period. He followed up postoperatively along with physical therapy. Period. As of 8/16/23, his exam was excellent, and he was discharged to continue full duty. Period. New paragraphs, current examination. Found him subjectively symptomatic with dissatisfaction in many respects. Period. He complained of tenderness with range of motion in the left shoulder, which was virtually full. Period. Was mild weakness in the left upper extremity. Period, he had a positive Apley scratch test on the left, which was negative on the right. Period, other provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative. Period, he did have decreased range of motion, but the cervical spine consistent with his age. Period, new paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referral to the left shoulder. Period, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability to the left elbow, left hand, or neck. Period. The end.